NUSTAR observations of AGN with low observed X-ray to OIII luminosity ratios, heavily obscured AGN or turned off AGN, by M. Lin Sard et al. Type II active galactic nuclei AGN show signatures of accretion onto a supermassive black hole through strong, high ionization, narrow emission lines extended on scales of 100s to 1000s of parsecs, but they lack the broad emission lines from close into the black hole that characterize Type I AGN. The lack of broad emission could indicate obscuration of the innermost nuclear regions, or could indicate that the black hole is no longer strongly accreting. Since high-energy X-rays can penetrate thick obscuring columns, they have the power to distinguish these two scenarios. We present high-energy NUSTAR observations of 9 SAFET-2 AGN from the IRIS 12-micron survey, supplemented with low-energy X-ray observations from Chandra, XMM Newton, and Swift. The galaxies were selected to have anomalously low observed 2 to 10 keV luminosities compared to their O3 optical luminosities, a traditional diagnostic of heavily obscured AGN, reaching into the Compton thick regime for the highest hydrogen column densities, NH greater than 1.5 times 10 to the 24 cm 2. Based on updated O3 luminosities and intrinsic X-ray luminosities based on physical modeling of the hard X-ray spectra, we find that one galaxy was misclassified as Type II NGC 5005 and most of the remaining AGN are obscured, including three confirmed as Compton thick IC 3639, NGC 1386, and NGC 3982. One galaxy, NGC 3627, appears to be recently deactivated. Compared to the original sample, the 9 AGN were selected from, this is a rate of approximately 1. This was NUSTAR observations of AGN with low observed X-ray to OIII luminosity ratios, heavily obscured AGN or turned off AGN, by M. Lin Sard et al.